The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State head coach Steve Rolick. The Badgers enter the Big Ten tournament having won 8 of their last 11 games and will face Michigan State on Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you'd like to make an opening comment, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
We're the Buckeyes, but other than that, I think you said the Badgers. But anyway,
my apologies. What can I say? I grew up in the 90s in Wisconsin. What can I say?
There you go. No, I mean, it's that time of year. You know, we're excited to get up there to obviously have a chance to play at the Joe. And I think, as anybody can attest, I think all six teams actually have a legitimate chance to go up there and win this thing. So we just want to get up there and try to play our best hockey game on Thursday.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions for Buckeye head coach Steve Rolick right now.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Dan Kelly, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Steve, didn't watch your guys' games up close and personal the last couple weeks of the season, but it seemed like he was trajecting to have it in a strong second half, and I think he had a couple of goals. Is Dakota Joshua, how's his game here coming into the tournament?
Well, he's gotten a lot healthier, and I think his game's gotten a lot better. And certainly he's a big piece to our puzzle, especially from the top of the circles down. He's got great reach. He's got a great knack around there. And, a lot of times it takes, a couple guys to try to defend, and it opens up a lot of other things. So, again, his best hockey's still ahead of him, which is really exciting. And, I think he's getting healthy and he's playing his best hockey at the right time for us.
Your next question is from Paula Weston, U.S. College Hockey Online.
Hi, Steve. How you doing? My question is about the first game. You're playing a very familiar foe that gave you a little trouble recently. So what are you doing to prepare for Thursday?
Well, we're trying to get prepared to play our best hockey game. I mean, obviously, you got a lot of respect for Tom and his program, and anyone that can look at what our two teams have done over the last few years, it's been overtime or one goal game every mm-hmm. night, and I would expect exactly the same this Thursday. So, again, we got to get better. I mean, they're playing good hockey. They've lost a lot of close games. So, again, we got to play our best game on Thursday if we're going to have a chance to move on.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Colton Wood, The State News.
Hi, Coach. Kind of just adding on to that last question, obviously you've played Michigan State 4 times this season, came with 3 wins and then 1 loss. What are you working on just to kind of keep that momentum up against Michigan State entering Thursday's matchup?
Well, the biggest thing for us is we just got to continue to get better in a lot of areas as far as our discipline, and I say that with, our systems and whatnot. And, we respect them. We understand they play hard. And obviously they had scored 4 goals on us in the first period on Friday when they came down here. So they're very capable of putting you in your place. So we're just trying to stay focused on what we need to do. We're trying to get better at everything, and we're trying to peak at the right time.
Thanks, Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Josh Vinashaw, College Hockey News.
Hi, Steve. I know you have 2 pretty prolific scorers in Nick Schilke and Mason Yost. They seem kind of underrated, but what do you think has made them so effective this season especially?
The first thing I can say about both kids is they got a tremendous work ethic. I don't think there's too many guys on our team that outwork them on the ice in practice Monday through Thursday, and it kind of, parallels to the weekend. So there's no secret why they have success. And again, I think those two guys, the first thing they would say is just they're playing with some pretty good players around them too. And you can't have success by yourself in this game. You got to have a lot of good people around you. And they got some pretty good teammates.
Again, if you have a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Dan Kelly, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Steve, because you guys you know, have to play three games in a short amount of time, are you even more emphasizing, even more so than usual, short shifts to your team?
You know, to be honest, we're not even thinking about three games. We're just thinking about Thursday, and, you know, we're going to empty the tanks on Thursday. We're going to do everything we can to try to get in there and get a win on Thursday, and we'll deal with what we need to if we're fortunate enough to get to Friday.
Your next question is from Tom Malewski, Wisconsin State Journal.
Hi, Steve. You were a captain of a team that won a championship at Joe Louis Arena. What does that building mean to you? Is that one of your biggest memories there, or what else comes to mind from that?
Yeah. Place? Well, there's no question. I mean, you know, that memory will be there forever. I mean, to have a chance to go there with the teammates I had and go in there and win a national championship and be able to raise that trophy in that arena was certainly pretty special there in 1990. And actually my last exhibition game I played in the NHL, I was with Pittsburgh there, was actually in Joe Louis Arena. I actually started that night. So yeah, kind of the end of my college and the end of my pro career were both in that building. So, but some pretty good memories.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Justina Shaw, College Hockey News.
How do you think your goaltending has improved from the beginning of the season to where both Fry and Tompkins are right now?
Well, I mean, you know, I think they're both very capable. I mean, Fryzy obviously started off very well the season and got injured, and he was out, I don't know, 5 weeks. And Matty Tompkins went on a really good run there at the first half. And then obviously they both have played minutes here in the second half. They both have won big games for me. And you know, I feel comfortable with putting either one in the net right now, to be honest. So I like where both of them are at.
Coach, looking back at the last 3 years of the Big Ten tournament, your team is actually the only one to have at least one win in each tournament. What recipe have you guys found in order to have success at the Big Ten tournament?
Well, I mean, if I look back on it, I mean, we've been playing our best hockey at the end of the year, you know, every year. I think this is a credit to our guys. You know, our guys are hungry. They obviously go up to that tournament understanding that we got to go in there and we got to win hockey games to give ourselves a chance to move on. So, you know, we're hopefully that trend continues this year.
You have a question from Brian Posick, Badger Network.
Hi, Steve. Defensively, hey. You played very solid against Wisconsin last weekend. You have the capability of continuing that play. You must have been pleased.
Yeah, you know, at this time of year, I mean, you got to buy in, and certainly was been a lot of focus for us lately. You know, our offense will start from our defensive end if our guys buy in, and you know, I thought we did a pretty good job of time and space against Wisconsin, and also I thought, you know, our guys were sacrificing themselves all over, blocked a lot of shots, so. Again, when you think about it, if you can play good, solid defense, that'll lead to a good offense, and that's kind of been our focus.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Dan Kelly, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Steve, anything first off, what year was that final exhibition game at the Joe, and any other memories, and I'm just wondering, any other great players besides yourself on the ice that night?
Yeah. Yeah, like I've always said, it's kind of like that, I don't know what song it was, one of these things just doesn't belong here. That just happened to be me that night. I think my line mates were Brian Trotsky and Joey Mullen and myself, and obviously you know where those two are and you know where I went. So, yeah, just the championship there was something else, and just being able to be in that building and the tradition, the history, and, you know, as we always say, only if the walls could talk in that building. I wish our guys could realize how special it truly is for us to be able to play there.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll see you later this week in Detroit.
Okay, thank you.